A fresh approach to learning will be taking place this Friday when children and their parents camp out overnight in the Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center in Superior, Wisconsin. We're talking this morning with Robert Furman, the executive director at the Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center, about this event. Good morning, Richard. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the inspiration for creating this event. The Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center seems to be a brand new facility within the last decade that's generating a lot of interest. What was the reason for this particular event?
Well, we've been open 13 years, and about 5 years ago, we added an educator to our staff, Scott Markle. And this is a dream that Scott's always had to be able to do, to offer an overnight camp. But it's always been a challenge trying to bring together enough resources to do it. And so this year we're partnering with the Continuing Education Department at UW-Superior to bring that about. They are helping us with the marketing side of things, as well as also some staffing from some of their staff and volunteers. We're meshing that with our staff and our volunteers and, of course, our facility. So we're finally able to bring off our inaugural version of what we're calling Camp Bong this Friday night.
What is the reason for doing an overnight event versus, say, an afternoon educational event with kids?
Well, the nice thing about overnight is we feel it's going to give a chance for a small group of kids to kind of become more intimately acquainted with the Bong Center. Usually when we get a school group, you know, we'll be lucky to get them for maybe two and a half hours. They're always on a tight schedule because of their classes and what have you. So this is a chance for a little bit more leisurely activity. Gets a chance for us to interact with the kids a lot more. We have a staff of veteran volunteers who will be with us on Friday night, one from World War II. We have veterans from the Korean War era, Vietnam, and after. So it gives us a chance, as I said, that the kids are going to become a little bit more intimately involved with the Bong Center, a little more up close and personal.
What sort of things will they be doing overnight? And this is, as you say, is more than 2 hours. You've got them for essentially 8 to 10 hours. What kind of activities will they be engaged in?
Well, part of the time they will be sleeping. So
let's hope, yes.
or theoretically they're supposed to be sleeping. Uh-huh. But we're going to be doing some things. We're going to give this group a chance to get really up close and personal with our Lockheed P-38 Lightning fighter aircraft. Mm-hmm. That's something that Joe Public doesn't get a chance to do, so we're going to have a chance for them to get really, really up close to the aircraft and learn some about it. They're going to get a chance to interact with our veteran volunteers, learn a little bit about their experiences. We hope that they leave. They have an appreciation for a little of the Dick Bong story as well. We are going to be doing things like a historic scavenger hunt. There'll be items hidden throughout the museum, and the kids will go out in teams to gather those items together. For instance, one team will be looking for all the accoutrements to make up a World War II mess kit. Another group will be looking for materials to make up the gear for a World War II medic's equipment. So some things along those lines. We're going to be offering some continuing activities as well. We're going to have a make and take for kids to paint toy soldiers. We're going to have a paper airplane contest, which is that's always a lot of fun. We like to do that during our usual summer camp. Also, we're going to have members of the Richard I. Bong American Legion Post 435 with us to teach the kids a little bit about flag etiquette. So there's a variety of activities throughout the evening. And, of course, you know, obligatory since you got, you know, school-age kids, and these are kids 3rd through 8th grade, we're going to have a couple of snack breaks and what have you. Then we'll be watching a video late in the evening and having popcorn and such. And then, as I said earlier, theoretically, we're going to get them to bed by about 11 o'clock.
Okay. So grades 3 through grades 8, so not younger kids nor older, but it's really kind of the sweet spot for kids' fascination with technology as they're entering their young adulthood. That's wonderful.
Exactly right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Is the event, registration still available for the event?
Yes, registrations are still available. We have a few spots left. As you know, I said, this is our an inaugural version of Camp Bong, so we're limiting it to 15 kids. and a parent or guardian has to come with them.
Mm-hmm.
The cost for the camp for both people is $30. And registrations are open through Friday at noon. And you actually register through the continuing education website at UWS.
Okay. So they go, we'll get the website link for that up on our page as well later on. But
correct.
Do you happen to have the website address with you at the moment?
Actually, it's one of the actual registration page is one of those really long web addresses.
Okay.
But if you go to continuing education, they have their on the UWS, uwsuper.edu website, and you go to continuing ed, they've got their upcoming events, and it's specifically on there. And we'll also have that information linked off of our website, which is bvhcenter.org, Bong Veterans Historical Center. .org.
Fantastic. All right. Well, it sounds like a really wonderful event. I look forward to hearing some good news about it. And as you say, it's the inaugural, so best of luck to you. And we look forward to hearing more.
Oh, and I do mention, you know, a couple of the volunteers we have helping us this year mm-hmm. are actually our first museum studies interns from UMD. So this is a real cross-the-river type thing. We've got assets from both sides helping out on this.
Fun. That's wonderful. Thanks. That's wonderful news. Very good. Well, I wish you the best, as I say. It sounds like an exciting idea, and I hope it works out well.
I think it will.
Great. Thank you, Robert.
You're very, very welcome.
Robert Furman, the executive director at the Richard I. Bong Veterans Historical Center in Superior, talking about their inaugural winter event, Camp Bong, an overnight event this Friday from 5:30 Friday to 8:30 on Saturday morning for kids in third through the eighth grade to learn more about the World War II pilot experience, also just the experience of many soldiers that have served us in conflicts over the last century.